Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Star 94.1, this is Jenna Friends, Mark Owens, hanging out with NASCAR. See, look, David Reagan's on the phone right now. And David, I wanted to say retired NASCAR superstar, but you're semi-retired. We saw you at the Daytona 500. And I got to think, once it's in your blood, you're not really done racing forever, are you?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm too young, and it feels a little embarrassing to say that I'm retired. I still am involved in the sport, and I still want to race some. I love getting behind the wheel, mashing the gas, and going to race against the best drivers in the world. But it was hard to do it 40 times a year, traveling and trying to have a wife and two kids at home. So I feel like with my schedule now, it's really the best of both worlds. I get to race on occasion. I still get to run some races throughout the year. I work with Ford Performance in the development of new parts and pieces for our Ford Mustangs that we race. And I'll still get to be home some and take my kids to school and take them to soccer practice and do things like that I've really missed out on the last 6 or 7 years.
So how's it been? And obviously, we saw you at the Daytona 500, but a couple of races since then. What's it been like at home on a Sunday watching the race?
It's a different feeling for sure. I mean, the last 15 years of my life, I've been there every weekend to get the car ready, get it, you know, through practice and qualifying, get it ready for the race, and going through that mental, checklist on Sunday mornings. It's different to wake up and not have all that to do. But it's been fun. It's been enjoyable to sit back and really watch from a different perspective. You know, I'm as big of a race fan as anyone is, and the coverage today that we have as NASCAR fans is really incredible. We get to see the inside of what's going on, all the metrics and the lap times and all the neat stuff. And I think Mike Joy and Jeff Gordon do a great job in the booth for the Fox team. And so it's been fun. I've enjoyed watching the races. I think the races have been really good. There's been a lot of storylines, certainly headed into the races this weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway. So it's been different, but I have enjoyed just being a fan and sitting back and watching.
Folds Honor Quick Trip 500 coming to Atlanta Motor Speedway on Sunday with a doubleheader on Saturday, the Xfinity and the Trucks racing, a full weekend at the track here in Atlanta. But, David, speaking of TV, we've seen you behind the desk a little bit. How you like doing the TV stuff?
Yeah, so I'm going into my fourth year with Fox Sports doing some of their analyst work for their studio shows, Race Lab and the Race Up weekend editions. They're a lot of fun to work with guys like Ricky Craven and Bobby Labonte, Jamie McMurray, Larry McReynolds. Those guys are really good. And like I said, the Fox team, they have a lot of technology and a lot of neat things at their fingertips that they can tell the race fans and kind of give them an in-depth look at what's going on from Friday to Sunday. So I do about one show a week. Sometimes a little bit more, but doing a lot of in-studio work that I can have fun and tell the story. Tell the story of all the teams and the drivers and all the different things going on the racetrack. And so I still feel like I'm included in the sport and a part of it. It would have been really hard to just walk away cold turkey. So it's still fun to be a part of it.
I want you to tell the story of what it would have been like to be in Ryan Newman's car at the Daytona 500 when he got flipped upside down, then hit on the driver's side to finish up the race.
Yeah, I mean, the range of emotions going off of turn four to take the checkered flag in the Daytona 500. I know Ryan's doing all that he can to get there, and he was literally a few hundred yards from crossing the finish line first. He gets turned. It's a hard impact. So he's holding on, and then to get hit again, it's always that second hit that really hurts, because the first hit, the car crumbles and folds, and it compacts in a way that it's designed to absorb the energy, whether you hit another car, hit the wall. But it's a second or third impact that often hurts the worst, because a lot of the structure inside the car has already moved to absorb that energy. So, you know, Ron's hanging on, and then when you're sliding upside down, you just lose track of where you're at and what's going on. You see some fire and flames and sparks, and you get anxious. You're ready to get out. So I know that was a crazy time for Ryan and all the fans and everybody involved. Without knowing how injured he was or if he was in trouble or not. And so it's really amazing to see how well he's doing and bounce out of the hospital after just a day or two there. And I think Ryan's a tough guy, but these race cars are really tough too.
And it really says something about the equipment too, that yeah, it's been a couple of days in the hospital, but David, I'll be honest, man, we were watching the race as they had to finish it up on Monday because of the rain. David, I thought he was dead. Like, I got really upset because I thought we just witnessed, you know, a great driver, a veteran driver. I thought we saw him get killed on the track. But to see that he walked out of the hospital just a few days later really proves to how safe that equipment is.
Yeah, well, we race in an era today that is very safe, but it still is dangerous. So you never know when you could hit it a wrong angle and you're going 200 miles an hour. And that's something that we don't need to take for granted. And I don't think that many drivers do. And so that's it's a dangerous sport. And so it's good that we are reminded of that on occasion so we can continue to invest in making our racetrack safer and our race car safer. So yeah, I know everyone was so excited to hear the good news that Ryan was okay. And then that really he's been back at the track this past weekend in Phoenix, and I know he'll be back at the track soon.
And I know a lot of people said, you know what, if he just decided to hang it up and call it a career, no one would get mad at him.
Yeah, well, Ryan has that passion. He can do whatever he wants to do. You know, he can go and do some other things, race some other stuff. He can come back, and so it's neat that the ball is kind of in his court, and he'll make that decision whenever he's ready, I'm sure.
Right. Well, listen, man, it's going to be a fun weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway. This weekend, Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 on Sunday, the doubleheader on Saturday. And, of course, we got qualifying and some practices on Friday as well. Compare some of the super speedways. They always call it Atlanta the fastest track in NASCAR, but compare, like, the Daytonas, the Talladegas to Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta is a fun track. You'll hear everyone talk about how worn out the surface is. And that allows the cars to move around, and they slip and slide a lot more than other mile-and-a-half or two-mile racetracks. So you'll see cars running the very bottom, the middle, the top, and the corners are really banked and sweeping. Well, you know, the corners are just long and kind of stretched out, so you really get to keep up your momentum. You don't have to slow down a lot. You don't use much brake at all. Maybe gently touch the brakes, but you're going to be in the throttle a lot, very close to wide open in qualifying. And so, yeah, the racetrack and in the facility at Atlanta Motor Speedway, they continue to make investments in that racetrack and the whole staff, that they love NASCAR racing. And so I think that when I look back at some of the enjoyable races that I've seen there and driven there over the past 10 or 12 years, Atlanta's one of my favorite tracks. But just, you know, this time of the year, the weather's starting to warm up a little bit, and you've got all three series racing there. So you get to see a combination, you know, the trucks and Xfinity cars on Saturday and then the big show on Sunday. So it's a fun weekend. I'm going to be down there for a little bit on Thursday and Friday, but I wish that I had something to race this weekend. I always let the weekend slip up on me. I was so focused on Daytona and getting through that, I didn't really have my ducks in a row to have something to race in Atlanta this weekend. But next year, I'll be down in Atlanta racing something.
I like to hear that. Hey, let me ask you a question. So, you are the NASCAR CEO for one day. You get put in charge of the entire organization. What's the first thing you change?
Oh, man. You know, I would probably mix the schedule up a little bit. I think that that's something that's coming down the road. I think that a lot of the fans and the team people have talked that the schedule's gotten a little stagnant over the years. There's still some awesome racetracks in the country that we don't go to. There's a few racetracks, I think, that having two dates is probably too much. So I don't know exactly what I would do, but the schedule is the first thing that I would go to work on.
I like that. David Reagan, man, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm a fan of yours. Oh, wait, no, I can't let you go without asking about some of these hometown drivers. Man, is Chase the next big thing in racing?
I think he's there already. You know, Chase comes from a pedigree that has won races and NASCAR championships with his father and his two uncles. So Chase is a racer. He does a great job. He's a good spokesperson for his sponsors. So he really does the whole deal. And I think Chase and those Chevrolets are faster this year than they have been in the last year or two. So I could see Chase win a few races, and he's going to be a contender racing for wins for a long time. So I think the state of Georgia will have some more NASCAR trophies brought back home for sure over the next 10 years.
Who are your top three drivers to watch in the 2020 season?
Well, you got to watch Jimmie Johnson. You know, it's his final year racing full-time. He hasn't won in 2 years, so he's on a long winless streak. He's one of the best drivers our sport's ever seen, so you got to keep an eye on Jimmy. Got to keep an eye on Kevin Harvick. You know, he's in the last couple of years of his racing career, and he's still got a lot of motivation to go out and win races. And I like, you know, you got to watch Kyle Busch. He's always amazing and what he can do behind the wheel, and if they give him fast race cars, he can go win a lot of races. So your normal prospects, you got to watch those guys.
You can follow him on Twitter at David Reagan. By the way, like, you must have jumped on Twitter right when it started, because it's not like David Reagan 38 or David Reagan NASCAR driver _7. It's just straight David Reagan. Nice job for getting just a pretty clean Twitter handle.
I think I just had a good PR rep back in the day, and so yeah, I remember specifically her telling me, like, hey, I signed you up for this Twitter. It's an online platform where you can kind of post stuff. And I think it was a year or two before I even did anything. And then after the fact, I'm like, man, I appreciate her forward thinking and getting me a good name. So that was a good call.
Good. I'd like that you gave credit to the rep, too. You could have just said, yeah, I'm all about the MySpace and the Facebook and the tweets and the TikToks and all that crap.
I think I'm a little more low-key and a little more hillbilly. I don't know that I'm up to speed on all that stuff. I'm always a little bit behind.
I know you're a Georgia Tech fan. You like Jeff Collins?
I do, yeah. I think he's going to do good. If he can coach as good as he can recruit and pump up the program, I think we're going to be fine. It'll take a few years to get the ball rolling, but I think Coach Collins is going to do a good job. The basketball team had a great year, and even though they're not going – to the ACC tournament or to the March Madness tournament, I think that they won more ACC regular season games than they have in about 15 years. So hopefully they can keep rolling, and hopefully our Braves can make it through a couple of postseason games and make it to the World Series. That would be cool this year.
Amen, brother. Amen. Well, David Reagan, so good to talk to you, man. Congratulations on semi-retirement, about three-quarters of the way retired. But I look forward to when we get to see you in a car again.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that day, and I look forward to seeing you at a couple of Braves games this year.
All right, man, come say hey anytime.
Yep, y'all have a good one.
All right, buddy, thank you so much, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.